From NPR Music, this is Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Now, what would the holidays be without music? Now, here in Alt Latino, we feature the music of Latin America all year round. And for this holiday special, we've invited some very musical friends to help us celebrate this special time of year. Cantigas is a Washington, D.C.-based award-winning choir that specializes in chamber interpretations of music from Latin America and Spain. They've arranged a wonderful hour of music. Now, some songs you may recognize and others are part of their holiday repertoire that may very well become part of your own holiday celebrations. For this celebration, Cantigas will take us on a journey. We'll start in Venezuela, but first, a short Spanish lesson. Parranda is a word used in many Latin American cultures, and it means party or celebration. In Venezuela, parranderos start in public places and sometimes get invited into homes to share their music in exchange for food and drink. Here is a traditional Venezuelan parranda called Al Llegar Aquí, and it features Carlos Peroso on the Venezuelan cuatro, which is a four-stringed instrument specially tuned to reflect that country's Spanish and indigenous past. Our next song is from Peru, and it features a rhythm called huayno, a pre-Columbian beat that is played on a drum called bombo. And it also features another indigenous guitar-like instrument called charango. Allá Baja Jesucristo is a traditional Peruvian villancico, or carol, from the Andes region. The instruments and the reference to Jesus in the title reflect the combination of the indigenous Quechua culture and Spanish Christianity. This is Allá Baja Jesucristo.
Oh,
With us in NPR Studio One here in Washington, D.C. is Dr. Diana Sayas, the founder and artistic director of Cantigas. Diana, welcome.
Thank you, Felix, for having us here.
You know, the holidays are all about familia. And next up, we dip into your own Puerto Rican roots for a song that has some very, very close family ties. This song was part of your family history. Now, you learned some music
this
from this song?
This is a song that everyone has learned in my family. Since we are little kids, we go to all family gatherings, and all our uncles get together, they sing it, they either play guitar, they like to sing in harmony, and this is the song that we all learn. So it was the first song that I actually learned in guitar, and my cousin, who's here today, she's also part of the choir, Magdalena Saavedra. She's a little bit older than me, just a little bit. And she was the one who taught me the first chords in the guitar for this song. So I would be able to sing La Primavera Volvió with the rest of the family.
La primavera volvió. Quiso Dios que las aves cantaran y las flores perfume irradiasen y las noches de luna alumbraran. Noches divinas de amor en que todo el ambiente contagia. Hay de almas que sienten nostalgia si han vivido un gran amor. Y al contemplar los amantes, contándole sus cuitas a las estrellas, me recuerdan los días en que yo viví la ilusión, en que yo le pedía a mi niña dorada que me diera tan solo un besito, como ella me decía que no. Mas el invierno volvió y en mi vida palpita el recuerdo. Y confieso, aunque hoy estoy lejos, no me puedo librar del embrujo. Cuando yo escucho el trinar de las aves que cantan canoras, anunciando otra vez a la vida primavera ya.
That was La Primavera Volvió, an original composition written by Benjamin Saez from Puerto Rico. Now we move to a different country with different rhythms and even a different language. Brazil is the land of the bossa nova, and we have a gem of a song written by two legendary masters of that style, the poet and lyricist Vinicius de Moraes and composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. This was one of the most prolific and celebrated songwriting partnerships to come from Brazil during the years when, for the first time, the world looked beyond Mexico and Cuba for their fix of authentic Latin music. The Brazilian song Si Todos is a romantic song written during the earliest days of the bossa nova, almost 60 years ago. It's a song of love, of hope, and peace, everything we look for during the holidays.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, a mash of Spain and Argentina in the form of a sophisticated fugue, all masquerading as a children's song. Arroz con leche literally means rice and milk, but the song isn't about food. It's a nursery rhyme from Spain about that most elusive of subjects, finding the perfect spouse. And we all know how that can turn out. We're going to ask Gonzalo Ruiz Navarro to chat with us for a minute. Gonzalo, you're originally from Spain, so tell us a little bit about what Christmas was like for you as a young boy in Spain.
One of the things that I remember in particular that I liked was an activity that I used to do with my grandparents, and it was to set up the nativity scene in the house with small clay figures, and we enjoy a lot, my brothers and me, doing that. And also remember Christmas songs that we call villancicos in Spain. And one of the funny things for me coming to the States is that I'm learning to sing these songs here in the choir, and also learning the different versions that you can find of the same song that we have in Spain in different countries. It's like arroz con leche. It's not the same the way we sing it in Spain as the way that sings in Argentina or in Puerto Rico or in other places.
I guess that's the beauty of our Latino culture all around the world, because there's always a slight variation on a theme, right? Mm-hmm. But it all goes back to the same place. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So this song is a children's song, but we're going to hear a fugue at the end. Okay, and a fugue is a form of like interwoven melodies. And this was arranged by Carlos Guastavino from Argentina. Now, he is one of the most recognized composers from that country, and his work is influenced by folkloric music from throughout the Rio Plata region down in Argentina in the southern part of the continent. So see if you can hear some of those influences in this performance of Arroz con Leche.
Arroz con leche, me quiero casar con una señorita de San Nicolás, de San Nicolás.
Arroz con leche, me quiero casar con una señorita de San Nicolás, San Nicolás, San Nicolás.
Arroz con leche, me quiero casar con una señorita de San Nicolás, San Nicolás, San Nicolás.
Our next song isn't particularly religious in nature, and it isn't really about a happy subject. In fact, it's kind of dark, but we all know it. Cantigas includes La Llorona in their holiday programs because it's one of those things that unite us. It brings us together in a shared cultural experience, and it's usually because our moms or abuelitas told this story to keep us in line. One version of the story has a native woman falling in love with a Spaniard who refuses to marry below his class. She then drowns the children she has with them after being rejected, then takes her own life. Now, when she gets to heaven, God makes her return to this world, and she is condemned to an eternal search for her children. And it's said that you can hear her crying for her children, usually near bodies of water or in your closet or under your bed if you don't go to sleep right now. This song has taken on symbolic meaning over the years and representing the clash between the native and the colonial in Mexico, for example. Whatever the story, it's become one of the most well-known folk songs in Mexico. I think we all know the words. We all have our favorite versions of it. And we all look over our shoulders when we hear it. Here's Cantigas with a beautiful arrangement of La Llorona. Okay, now we climb into the Wayback Machine, back to the mid-17th century in Peru, to witness the first piece of music published in the Americas. But it wasn't written in Spanish. It was written in Quechua, the native language of the Incas. This song is attributed to a Franciscan priest from Cusco for the purposes of converting the native peoples to Christianity. And here's what he did. He substituted the Incan tradition of praising Mother Earth with praise for the Virgin Mary. Cantigas performs this song called Hanakpachap.
Bye.
I'm Felix Contreras, and you're listening to Festivo Out Latino with Cantigas from NPR Music. We were in mid-17th century Peru. Now we board a pre-Columbian commuter jet north to Mexico for the song Dios Itlazo. Now, did you notice that word with the letters T and L together? Itlazo. That is a characteristic of Nahuatl, the language of the pre-Columbian Aztecs. And you hear that in words like Quetzalcoatl, Aztlan. This next song was composed by an indigenous composer by the name of Don Hernando Franco. It is a tribute to the Christian Virgin Mary in his native Nahuatl. This is Dios Itlazo. beautiful. So far, we've heard music influenced by Spain and the pre-Columbian cultures of the Americas. Now we make room for Africa by moving to the Caribbean, specifically to Cuba. The next song is called Tú No Sabes Inglés. The lyrics are written by the great Cuban poet Nicolás Guillén, who lived during the last century and is considered the national poet of Cuba. He was recognized for the mixing of cultures that is Cuba, the Spanish and the African. Now, this song is based on one of his poems about a black Cuban who falls in love with an American woman, and his pals tease him that he can't speak English. Now, what made this poem special is that Guillén used the slang that became popular in the late 1930s of dropping the S's off the ends of words, something everyone recognized but was never really used in print. Remember, the song is called Tú No Sabes Inglés, not Tú No Sabes Inglés. Cuban composer Emilio Granet set the poem to the Cuban song form called Son, and Cantigas presents it to you. Okay, now we make our way back to Spain, but as usual, our friends at Cantigas make it interesting by going back to Spain with a twist. We're going to hear some music from Sephardic Jews. They were expelled from Spain in 1492, and they settled largely in southern Europe and the Mediterranean basin. Their language is called Ladino, and the Sephardim kept that language alive throughout their wanderings through Europe and the rest of the world. Now, if this bit of history is new to you, imagine the experience of Bill Schwartz. Bill is Jewish, and he's been a member of Cantigas for 17 years, and he says he loves being embraced by the diversity of the group. And he's going to tell us a bit about learning about the Sephardic Jews for the first time through this song. Bill, what struck you about this song, and what were your thoughts whenever you first heard about this?
Like most Jews in America, I'm of Northeastern European extraction. I have no Latino blood in me at all. So this is how I learned about Sephardic Jews. All of a sudden, there's a piece in front of me, and it's in Ladino, and the rhythms and the sounds are sounds that I'm familiar with. So there's some attachment, attraction, that goes across all the boundaries, but it's a culture that I'm just learning about now.
Thank you. Here is the song. It's called Durme, Durme, the Sephardic Lullaby.
Durme, 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 durme
Beautiful song. Okay, it's funny how we end up back in Puerto Rico to end the show, and it might have something to do with Diana's Puerto Rican ancestry. Whatever the case, we're happy to close the show with a Puerto Rican parranda. No talking. We're going to let the music and good cheer flow here in the studio and wherever you are listening to the show. So, Diana, how are we going to celebrate Christmas in Puerto Rico?
We are going to start by performing a bolero. It's called Christmas in Puerto Rico, right?
Of course.
And it's very special for us because it was a bolero written by Mr. Juan Soto, and he was the father of one of our singers, Priscilla Soto. And a few years ago, we incorporated this song into our repertoire. So we are going to sing Christmas in Puerto Rico for you. But I want to mention also that the arrangement of this piece was by Sky Steele, and he's Priscilla's nephew who lives in New York.
Beautiful. Let's go.
Once I spent my Christmases away up in the north, sitting at a fireside or shivering in the snow. My Christmas now is different, the tropic breezes blow. I'm warm and sun-kissed, basking on the sands fall. I'm spending Christmas in Puerto Rico. I'm substituting sand for snow. All Santa's up in the plane in Miami to bring me gifts where the trade winds blow. Sometimes I dream of the sleighs and jingle bells, the fireplace, a friendly place, but here I like it well. I'm spending Christmas in Puerto Rico. Felices Pascuas, mi buen amigo.
The next song, Salmo 150, Psalm 150, was also written by a Puerto Rican composer. She's a young Puerto Rican woman living in Camden, New Jersey, and she's also a high school teacher. She's a wonderful composer and jazz piano player. So Salmo 150 by my dear friend, Suzette Ortiz.
Alabe
We would like you all to join us on this next song. It's a villancico from Puerto Rico by the great Rafael Hernandez. I'm sure that many in Latin America recognize that name because he was the composer of songs like Silencio, Capullito de Alelí, Preciosa, Lamento Borincano. In this case, we are going to sing this villancico, Christmas Carol. It's called Villancico Osana, and we want all of you to join us in the chorus. It says, Navidad, Navidad, para todos la felicidad, a cantar, esta noche de amor y de paz.
Casitas de las montañas, altares de Navidad, caminito que se baña con perfumes de humedad. Se alegran los corazones, bullicios en la ciudad, y vuelven las ilusiones de la Santa Navidad.
Navidad, Navidad,
another bolero from Puerto Rico. It's called En Primavera, which means in spring, and it's by Edmundo Disdier. And I know I've spoken a lot about myself and my family, but you know that my father likes to, is one of those people who carries the guitar in the trunk of the car just in case. So every time we would arrive somewhere, and this is during Christmas parties too, you know, they were always expecting him to have the guitar for the parranda, but later on to sing these kind of boleros. So I'm very thankful because I grew up listening to all these melodies since I was a little girl, even though these boleros are from the 40s and the 50s, right? And I'm a little bit younger than that.
We all are. This is called En Primavera.
Contigo la vida entera.
It is time for the real parranda. So we would like you all to join us. We are going to end with this medley of Puerto Rican parrandas. You know, we like to get to people's houses after midnight, wake them up. They join us before they give us food and drinks. And then they join us. And then we go to the next house where we wake them up. They give us all their food and their drinks. They join us, and then so on until 4 a.m. That last house, we usually get some chicken broth, a sopao, you know, so we can drive back home safely. So these are some of the songs that we actually sing for during our parrandas in Puerto Rico.
Si no me dan de beber,
lloro.
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 Si no me dan de beber,
llo
Thank you so much for joining us for Festivo Latino. It has been our pleasure to share the holidays with you and our friends Cantigas here in NPR Studio One in Washington, D.C. Dr. Diana Saez is the founder and director. Special thanks to Maris Arbona Ruiz and Magali Salas. You can hear this program again at npr.org/altlatino, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Our producer is Soraya Mohammed. The engineer is Neil Tivolt. Special thanks to Rachel Horn and Jessica Goldstein. The executive producer and director of NPR Music is Anya Grundman. I'm Felix Contreras. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening to Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music.